What's the one thing all great teams have in common?
Great coaching.
Try to suck up to me, Andrew.
Hey! Goldberg! I bet if that talk was a cheeseburger, you stop it!
No, I agree. I would not be an acid physically. I have more of a podcast body.
Quack! 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 Quack!
It's the Quack Attack Podcast.
Hey, everybody. You're not even a has-been. You never was. I'm Mike. That's Tommy.
Hello, everyone.
That's Kevin.
Hey, y'all.
Welcome to the Quack Attack Podcast, Definitive Mighty Ducks Podcast. We are back. We got the whole crew back together again. I don't know if there's any business really to take care of other than wishing Kevin a belated happy birthday. Made it another year. Congratulations, Kevin.
Sure did.
Other than that, we will move on to the topic at hand here. We're going back to our Mighty Ducks universe, the MDU. And this will be film number three of our universe. So we had Bombay originally, which was Bombay dealing with the death of his father. He sort of finds a father figure in Riley and Hans. Hans is sort of the good father figure. Riley is sort of the bad father figure. And then he comes up and ends up sort of coming to this big moment where he chooses Riley, goes to the dark side, and gets his Eden Hall letter. Then we go to Conway. I should say that. That was a few episodes ago, maybe four or five episodes ago. I'll link to all these in the show notes. Don't worry about it. And that followed really Casey Conway's journey to Minneapolis. Didn't really have anything to do with Bombay. But now we have arrived at Bombay 2, the Eden Hall years. Is that working title, I guess, unless we have a better title right off the jump.
We'll come up with a better one, but maybe it's like Bombay 2, like Warrior or something,
you know,
Jordan Eden Hall. And so basically, you know, Bombay 1, 2, and 3 are supposed to tell the story of how Bombay went from like, you know, junior phenom, you know, to hotshot lawyer. Basically, how does he fall out of love with hockey? And so we see the makings of it in Bombay 1. So it's very much a very Anakin Skywalker-esque saga, except with better writing. And so Bombay 2 is him at Eden Hall, and this is where you really see him fall out of love with hockey, I think. But I think Kevin, I'm trying to think, what's the tone of Eden Hall? Like, is this a stereotypical kind of, you know, kid goes to prep school, there's like usual amount of hijinks a la D3, he meets a girl, something like that? Or do we kind of go like in this totally different direction, something more unique or even like more satirical? But how does, you know, because I was thinking it ends with him maybe being kicked off the team, or him just like quitting hockey and like deciding he's going to, you know, go to college and become a lawyer instead. And so how do we get there, essentially freshman year to senior year, where he's no longer playing hockey?
Yeah, I think you go like kind of nuclear and go like very, very moody, you know, dark, and just kind of going off the rails. I like that type of tone to it.
Yeah, and it's like, is it like, is he basically Charlie in D3?
Yeah,
but darker.
That's a good point.
Darker.
Yeah. So we get. I guess we start with Bombay essentially arriving on campus, and I guess we have a whole new cast. There's nobody really you can pull from the first one. Maybe Bombay's mom makes a cameo, or Hans, or even Riley shows up at some point. But you have Bombay. He's on the team. He's probably facing some pressure from the seniors, as he's this hotshot kid. We're assuming recruited to Eden Hall, sort of sidestepping recruiting rules there. And, you know, there's ways to massage it to where you didn't recruit the kid, but he does show up.
So I think he's on varsity as a freshman. And I think the question is, Ted O'Ryan, is he a senior or something like that?
Mm.
How much older is Ted O'Ryan than Bombay in, you know, the original Ducks universe? Are they the same age? Is Orion a little bit older? You know, he used to be a pro hockey player.
I like him as like this, the senior on varsity, and I don't know, maybe he's like hazing him. Maybe that's kind of how it starts out. And
I think it's like it's going to go a couple of ways. One is he could pretend to be like, hey, you know, I'm the senior assigned to you. Don't worry, I got your back. And so the first 20 minutes you think, oh, here's this cool senior. And then he just like, he like plays like a terrible prank on him, or immediately he's like really hard on him because he knows he can be great or something like that. I think
no, because he's threatened. He doesn't know he can be great. He's like, fuck this guy.
You think Ted O'Ryan is like, fuck this guy?
Yeah, until absolutely.
I think end they end up, you know, being friends and whatnot. But at the beginning, well, yeah, we all like sort of hate O'Ryan because he's the leader of the senior pack who's like hazing Bombay. And I don't know what we can show for hazing in 2023. But maybe this is a period piece, so maybe we can push back to some crazy hazing pranks.
So this is set in the early 80s, right?
Yeah, so Bombay is, you know, 29 in the 90s.
So he's 29 in like 94, right? So this is perfect, like 1980. I think you just lean into like the 80s like stereotypes nonstop. Like you go hard into that. And that is like you're essentially, your theme is the 80s for this Eden Hall movie.
I like that.
Bombay goes full Billy in Stranger Things.
I was just gonna say it worked for Stranger Things. We could do it here too. So okay, so Bombay shows up on campus. He's this hotshot kid. He's got these seniors to deal with. And then, does he see success in the games right away, or is there a struggle to transition? How do we push him along here?
Okay, so I think basically the Eden Hall movie is just like a glorious love letter to the kind of 80s, you know, Karate Kid, fish out of water kind of thing, where it's like, hey, you know, you don't belong here kind of thing, but just so over the top. And like, Orion's leading that. And it's just like every 80s stereotype you can get. It's like, that don't even make sense. And there's like a million pop culture references. So essentially Stranger Things, just like without holding back whatsoever. And Stranger Things doesn't really hold back that much. Mm-hmm. And so I think he gets it right away and is just kicking ass. And basically Orion essentially has to, you know, knock him down a few pegs. Go ahead, Kevin.
I was just going to say, like, yeah, he's kicking ass, but he's also like not playing like within the system. Like, you know what I mean? So like, he's having the same issues that Charlie's having in D3, you know, where he like, he's not playing defense and stuff like that. Like, I think there's a very easy parallel there, and it leads to a lot of the strife.
I think what happens is, like, Orion and like the varsity guys are like, oh, what's the matter? Your daddy's dead. And like, it gets real dramatic. And he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he goes like, I don't give a fuck. It's like, and, like, he that doesn't bother him like whatsoever. And like, again, kind of just like bucking the stereotype. He's like, I don't care. Like, whatever. I'm better than you all. And then
he goes and kills all of their fathers.
That's for Duck Hunter 6. Don't give that away. But yeah, and so essentially the question is, Eden Hall, like this movie, do we follow Bombay from like freshman year to senior year? Because I think that could be fun in the span of a movie. And then just like each year you give him a very different stereotypical 80s haircut and he had like an obsession. Yeah. Like 1980, he like loves Star Wars. Like 81, you know, he like is like, oh, he's got like Van Halen. Like 82, he's like, oh, now I'm, you know, in love with Wham, you know, that kind of shit. I think you could have a lot of fun with that. Like make each year just like he's like the stereotypical kid who's like just changes his interests of who he is. Maybe junior year he's like, you know, he goes super not goth, but he's like real into Metallica or something like that. So that's when he's his rebel phase.
I like that. So we start Bombay with a freshman. He's got Orion and the seniors on him. He's kicking ass. And that does he make up with Orion at the end of his freshman year, or does Orion come back at some sense to like hash it out?
I guess Orion could be like a junior or something like the, and so at least have him
give him an extra
successive years. Yeah.
And then then basically when Bombay becomes a junior and he's like Mr. Rebel, O'Ryan comes back and he's like clean cut. He's like, yeah, I'm, you know, I'm playing and, you know, I'm getting ready to be drafted or whatever. And that's when O'Ryan's like, hey, I was a shithead to you. You're acting like a shithead now. You need to figure out what you really want to do. So then it kind of is like, so what happens then? How does Bombay stop playing hockey? Does he get kicked off the team? You know, does he chase a girl to college or something like that? I think that's, again, kind of what we're not able to find out is, and again, we, in the, at the end of Duck Hunter Bombay One, it's, you know, he chooses Riley as his father figure and mm-hmm. that sets him on this course. And so maybe the entire time of like Enol, he continues to try to impress Riley. And then by the end of it, Riley's like, I got my own kids, like stop trying to be my son or whatever. And he's like, well, fuck you then. I'm not going to play hockey anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Trying to get back at him because Riley's like, you're going to be the best that I've ever made, you know, kind of thing.
Yeah. So O'Ryan's a junior, senior year, he's clean cut. He's getting drafted. Scouts are coming to watch him. They notice this Bombay kid. He's going to be a phenom. So next 2 years, junior, senior year, all the pressure's on Bombay. Riley's on Bombay. Like, you're going to make it, kid. And then, yeah, there's got to be some moment or point where, like, the pressure gets up to him and he doesn't perform well, and then Riley's pissed about it or something like that where it all falls apart.
So here's what happens is, basically, in the Breakfast Club, Emilio Estevez's character is like this hotshot wrestler, and he details how he got into detention. He like taped his teammates' butt cheeks together. And so then they don't show that scene. We show it in Eden Hall, and that's how he essentially gets suspended. And then, and, you know, he's like, are you proud of me now? You know, Coach Riley, whatever. And then you could just like have a kind of like shot for shot of him talking about like his old man or whatever, and his old man being replaced by Riley here. Basically he's like, you know, fuck you, I'm gonna go be a lawyer instead, and I'm gonna put jackasses like you in jail or something. I don't know.
Okay, this is shaping up pretty well. So freshman year, I think we got it. We did the hazing, O'Ryan leads the pack, Bombay does well, he comes back, new haircut, a little more confident. O'Ryan comes back. He's a different person because he's know he's getting drafted. So he sort of hides it all deep down and maybe has a turnaround at some point. The scouts start noticing Bombay. He's the next phenom, the next Gretzky, whatever. And then so we go to junior year. And then is junior year where this all happens? Or is senior year really the year where he falls off?
Junior year, he's like the rebel, and he, like, his captaincy is stripped, and like Riley is like, you're fucking everything up for me, basically, because Riley sees Bombay as his meal ticket to like get out of the Pee Wee circuit, and be like, he wants to be a scout or something. Like, look, I found Gordon Bombay, because you actually do have that. You have like all kinds of like little league coaches, AAU, that kind of thing. Position coaches essentially are vying for being like, I was the one who discovered this kid. Give me the attention, you know, and give me your money and your accolades. And so that's what, you know, basically between junior and senior year, Bombay is like, I don't want to have that anymore. And maybe like, again, the stereotype. So Bombay is this like cool rebel, listens to metal, and, you know, falls in love with this like bookish young woman who wants to like go to, she's on like the, not debate, is there like some kind of, I know there's debate teams. And so Bombay gets involved with that, and he finds out he loves arguing. And so he becomes really involved with that senior year, and Riley's like, you need to stop doing this, like stop thinking with your dick or whatever. And he's like, hey, I'm using my head for the first time, you know, and he quits hockey and he like says, I'm going to Minnesota and I'm going to be a lawyer or whatever.
I like this.
I think you can
go ahead.
You can sprinkle an injury in there somewhere as well. Like somebody like pushing him to play too hard or like play on an injury.
Yeah,
it's got to be like his knee, right?
Down the injury path. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
It's got to be his knee. There's, you know, there's the Islander scout at the game or something, and Riley is like, "Hey, you got to play, you got to do it. This is our ticket out or whatever." Yeah, then he injures his knee, and then yeah, that could be the start of like the descent, really, of him really being the rebel. That's when he gets all moody, tapes his teammates' butt cheeks together. all that kind of stuff.
So, and he uses the tape that he was supposed to use on his knee.
Oh, there you go. Okay, so now we have this strife, and Riley's pushing him. He has sort of lost favor with his coach, his teammates, everything. So we go to senior year now. Is he even on the team? Does he play hockey? What is the senior year?
Junior year, he's like kicked off the team. Okay. And senior year, he's like just doing debate stuff. But the entire time they're trying to get him back on the team. Like, we need you for states, whatever. And he essentially goes back on the team and like stands up his like new nerdy debate friends. But shows up at the, like the final debate tournament and does like his, you know, rebuttal, like in his hockey gear or something like that.
Okay.
Like Oz and American Pie.
Yeah, I guess.
I like that. I like him standing up his debate team friends and them all trying to come back. Does Riley play a factor in his senior year at all? Or is he sort of just like, you're not my son anymore or whatever? This is where he really hits him in the heart.
I think maybe Bombay like uncovers some dirt on him.
Oh.
And like kind of lawyers him, being like, we're going to go our separate ways. Next time you see me, pretend you don't recognize me or whatever.
I like it. It all comes around to his like newfound love of the law and debate. So that's good. So we have this girl who he, you know, falls in love with, I guess we could say. How does that end? Do we have a resolution there? Are they together? Do they break up? Like, do they go their separate ways for college? Does he follow her to a school? What's the best way to sort of tie the bow on this?
So like senior year is like ending up, you think they're going to kiss. And she, like, he leans in for a kiss. She's like, what are you doing? You know, like, hey, I'm a lesbian.
Wait, I thought they were already together at this point.
No.
I thought they were like, oh, okay.
No, he's like chasing her. And then at the end, she's like, I'm a lesbian. What are you talking about? Like, I don't like guys. Like, why are you doing this? And then he's like, oh, and then it just ends.
Surprise twist. I love it. I love it. Okay. What other, you know, 80s things do we need? I think we have the general plot of how this goes. And I like the concept of, you know, every year is like a little vignette. But yeah. And as far as 80s stuff, we have the hair, we have the outfits. Bombay is wearing, he's obsessed. He's got a new backpack or trapper keeper or whatever of these different things every year. Is there anything we're missing in terms of the 80s that we really need to include to really say, hey, this is, does he like hang out at the mall, I guess, a lot? Or is there anything?
I think there's got to be like a roller skating or rollerblading through the mall scene, because that's where he gets the idea.
That's good. That's really good. Yeah, he rollerblades through the mall, but it's like a packed mall. But he's like so good. He's just weaving through everybody. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. Anything else? I think this is a winner. I think we're 3 for 3. This one is really good. I didn't know how this one was going to go, but I'm very, very happy with how this one turned out for sure.
And I think at the end of this Eden Hall movie, he reconciles with Hans.
Yeah.
And Hans is the one who's like, I send in your application to Georgetown or whatever, I don't know. I can send a letter of recommendation for you, kind of thing. And so again,
from Hans, like, that would carry, I guess, yeah, would carry some.
Well, I mean, he's got the, you know,
connections. Yeah.
So again, you know, we need to like, what's like the thoroughfare here? So it's like the daddy issues, like in one, and then he kind of like potentially gets rid of the daddy issues in two. Like by the end of it, he's like, okay, like I don't need this like false dad idol or whatever, because he was looking up to obviously Riley, and then he kind of thought, oh, I could look up to Orion. He's like this older guy who's gonna help me, and he like is a dick to him. And then like by the end of it, he's like, hey, I don't need like, you know, a dad, you know, basically. And so leading into 3, it is like, you know, we'll get into 3. I don't want to give away thoughts about that online. I'll tell Kevin and Mike here, But just want to make sure we've got that theme present throughout, because these are serious movies.
Yeah. You definitely need the reconciliation with Hans. Do we need a reconciliation with Orion at this point? Because, I mean, we're not going to air D3 until like 10 movies later. So do we save that for a later movie, or do we want people to think Orion's a good guy at this point?
I think it's clear that they've like come to like an understanding. And then I wouldn't be surprised if Orion makes an appearance in Bombay 3.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So we have the reconciliation with Hans. We have the reconciliation with Orion. What is other than, wait, is the last scene Bombay with the girl? And then she's like, I'm a lesbian. And then we just, that's where we end?
That end credits.
Pretty much. It's like on there, like, they're like getting ready to drive off to college forever. Or so she says that, like, whatever, while they're in the car, he's like, what? And then you have credits, and then your end credits scene is this, them just sitting silently driving to college.
I like it. Okay.
It's a 4.5 hour end credit scene of just no talking, them just looking straight ahead.
Okay. So it basically ends with Bombay going to college is how we're ending it. However you want to do it. I do like this with the girl, just a little bit of comedy right at the end there. In a very, you know, up and down movie. So, yeah, Hans helps him go to college, embraces his newfound love of debate, is the father that he should have chose. Riley is on the outs, but maybe comes back for a Bombay 3. Who knows? Orion is good. Who knows if we'll see him again before D3. This girl, is this a one... Does she go to a different college, or is she like a recurring character? Is she somebody we already know?
She's not someone we already know. I think we see her in Bombay 3 because she also wants to be a lawyer. And I imagine part of Bombay 3 is going to deal with some like gender struggles about like male lawyer, female lawyer kind of thing. And how he's like getting kind of opportunities when she's not, and he keeps going to her for help or something like that.
Okay. Makes sense. Makes sense. So we have that. I think we have it wrapped up here.
We couldn't really do this with Bombay 1 because it was like a little kid, right? But who's playing like teenage Bombay? And is it the same actor for like Bombay 2 and Bombay 3? So you need to get like a 23-year-old to play a high schooler, basically. Yeah. Or the other option is you get 60-year-old Emilio Estevez to play a teenage self. And just ham it up the entire time as like a teenager, and him like overacting in every single scene, and I think that would be a lot of fun. Even though obviously Emilio,
I don't think that would fit the tenor of the movie either.
But it's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I mean, we could do some like CGI stuff, like they did like Guardians of the Galaxy with our guy Aaron Schwartz. He was like the facial model for young Kurt Russell, and then they like put his face on Kurt Russell's face and all that kind of stuff. Like, it was so, I think
you do that again, as you put Aaron Schwartz's body in this, and then Kurt Russell's face on him as a young Bombay.
There you go. Okay. You know, Aaron Schwartz could probably play, he's maybe 40 now, but he could probably play a teenager,
a 15 year old.
He might be able to mine the well of Stranger Things too.
Like, yeah, I was thinking that, but I don't know. It's tough. We're gonna have to commit to this person for multiple, for at least another movie and maybe more. So, I really have to think about it and see who's a big up and comer.
Good question. I don't see movies anymore.
Yeah.
What's that like? What's that one that looks really young? Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I was thinking, yeah, Tom Holland. He plays a high schooler already. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old he actually is, but
Tom Holland could do it.
Yeah. I don't know if we have that budget though. Good. He's Spider-Man. Like, do we have Spider-Man level budget for this? After, I guess, post Spider-Man budget for Tom Holland?
It's the MDU. It's like MCU, then MDU.
That's true. Like, we're three movies in now. So if our first two are smashes, we probably have a bigger budget on this one. Especially because mm-hmm. it's a sequel to Bombay. And Bombay was our first smash. So that's a good point. I think we can go bigger on this one. Like, we obviously casted the Conway movie. I'll put a link in the show notes to that one as well. So,
well, why don't we open it up? And then next episode, we'll just say, like, here are some of the suggestions for who's going to play the young Bombay for us and Bombay 2 and 3. And Bombay 2, of course, is like the high school years. Bombay 3, I'm picturing, is in law school. And so it's not undergrad. So he's like mid-20s.
Yeah. Well, does Bombay 3 have to run up into like the beginning of D1? Like, do we need to take him all the way there?
Does it end with a DUI, basically?
Or does it end, with him being an established, you know, hotshot lawyer?
I think this is how he becomes the hotshot lawyer.
Okay. Okay.
And so maybe, like, at some point he buys that car that he has with, like, the Just Win license plate.
Oh, that's good. That's good. All right. We can talk about Bombay 3 on a different day. As we mentioned, give us your casting decisions for a young Gordon Bombay, high schooler into college Gordon Bombay. And for us, thequackadick.com, go there, contact us at QuackTechPod on Twitter, facebook.com/QuackTechPod. Go to iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen. Give us 5 stars. Write a review. It helps us up the charts, allegedly. And also, hey, give us some quack questions. I was looking through, and we have some okay ones, but we're running low on the quack questions. So send in more if you got them, and we will be happy to take them on. We answered 3 of them in the last episode. I was trying to maybe sneak a quick one in, but I couldn't find a good one. So there you go. And thanks to our producers. I believe Aaron, still the most recent producer, executive producer. And remember, ducks fly together.
Ducks fly together. Bye-bye. Got to be the man in the heart of the time. The quick attack.